Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Back in just a moment.
Neighbors, the Rockin' R Angus Ranch is selling 124 black and red Angus bulls in their online sale that is now open and ends at the end of the day, Friday, April 13th. Starting prices are only $2,000 and with special discounts for early online bidders and volume purchases. Featured are a good number of calving ease bulls of both breeds. All bulls selling for $2,500 or more are delivered free throughout Kansas and the adjoining states and sell with a 90-day breeding season guarantee. View the entire sale offering at SaleDayUSA.com. That includes videos, photos, and complete information on every bull. For good bulls with top genetics at a good price, check out the Rockin' R Angus Ranch online bull sale now at SaleDayUSA.com. Bids on all 124 bulls start at only $2,000. This online sale opens April 12th and closes at the end of the day, 6 p.m. Central Time, April 13th. Don't miss this bull sale for anything. Remember, you don't have to leave the ranch to participate.
The proposed 2013 federal budget of the Obama administration does not contain funding for construction of the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Kansas. But Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he believes in the project. He told Eric Atkinson of the Kansas State Radio Network while he was in Manhattan, Kansas, early this week, construction of the facility should move forward.
Let me say a couple of things. First and foremost, MBATH is important. It's not just important to Kansas State. It's not just important to the state of Kansas. It's really important to the country. We have a limited number of these BSL-4 facilities in the country, but none that are focused on animal health and human health, the connection between the two. And it's important and necessary to recognize that the facilities that we have used in the past are very antiquated and really, I think, create some serious concerns about whether or not it makes sense to continue to invest in those antiquated facilities. So I think the MBATH facility is needed, and I think we've already done a site assessment. We know that there's 0.1% possibility of exposure from a facility located in Manhattan, even under the worst of circumstances over a 50-year period. So there's very, very, very limited risk involved. You can't ever eliminate every risk, but 0.1% is pretty small risk in a 50-year time period. Congress, when they took a look at this, they added some additional security requirements, which is added to the cost. And in this tight budget, that has necessitated a review, but I think at the end of the day, we're going to find that this is a facility that's needed.
The MBATH lab would handle research on deadly agricultural pathogens, replacing the aging facility out at Plum Island, New York.
One cow meandering across the Canadian border into the state of Washington created huge problems with us with BSE that we're still dealing with today in Japan and China and Taiwan, still dealing with trade and barriers as a result of one cow. So, you know, we got to be serious about this, and we have to have facilities that will allow us to diagnose problems quickly and, most importantly, to create the vaccines to be able to treat a situation quickly. And having it located in the middle of the country allows us to be within hours of every part of the country if there's an incident. So it's a very large project. It's a very big price tag. But, you know, I think if we were to have an incident, we would find that that price tag is relatively small compared to the cost that it will cost.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, you may remember during the site selection process that one of the possible sites was the Fort Reno location just west of Oklahoma City. Agriculture, not real happy about that possibility. Eventually, site was selected there on campus at Kansas State up in Manhattan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for the annual Griswold Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming up April 14th in Follett, Texas. Selling over 200 bulls featuring GCC genetics, including registered Angus, Sim-Angus, Simmental, and Maintainers. Also selling 60 commercial bred heifers carrying the service of Griswold Angus Bulls. For more information, just call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or go online to GriswoldCattle.com. That's GriswoldCattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.